CPA Mobile.
Good afternoon. My 7 minutes in 0TR for a short one. I'm going down to Lowe's.
To the antenna store.
The antenna store in Lowe's is the outhouse of most everything.
Yeah, I was over there a couple of days ago. I came up with the idea to prop the doors open on my building. I got a 10 by 10 building, and the doors sit pretty high off the ground. And I found these long, thin metal rods, and I bought some, like, U-shaped brackets, and I found a piece that the rod can sit in, the point of it at the bottom can sit in when it's not in use, and bracketed them to that rod to the door, and then I can just lift it up and drop it to the ground, and it'll hold the door in place so it doesn't get blown around by the wind.
Sound like you had a winner there. I just, just want to go get some wooden wedges. We usually keep them in stock, but apparently I ran out. And got a level of the chicken watering system out there. The floats are tending to let it run over a little bit, and that's about it. We went out and cleaned out their 5-gallon buckets, and Bernice did, and the cups on it, and I fed them and yada, 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 you know, took care of them this morning and picked some vegetables. But it's getting too hot. It's 84 out there, but the air quality stinks.
Before CPA, yeah, I wouldn't know about the air quality. It does, for it to be, you know, 86 degrees, it sure does feel hot. And so the humidity must be pretty high up there. I didn't look at my little weather station this morning. When I woke up at about 4 o'clock this morning, the batteries had given out on it. So I had to put some new batteries in the transmitting part of it outside, and so I could receive the information inside. Oh man, because I like to know, you know, what the temperature is and the humidity and all that.
The readouts in 3 places, those Accurite ones, and we really enjoy them. They all come transmitted from one central unit out there on the telephone pole out in the sun. It's interesting. Dave, I got to run in here, and I'm going to leave Bernice here in the car, Eileen, and feeding the Arabs. Oh, Biden solved our problem with the gas. He's having them look into it to see if he can coerce the Arabs into producing more, so we'll have more. Had nothing to do with cutting off the Keystone pipeline and all the other things that Trump did good. Man, and they're just now thinking about it. And I saw the gas was $5.03 a gallon up on the East Coast, and I gotta say, those Democrats deserve it. With that, I'm out of here, Dave, before I can get my head chopped off. KB4CBA in 0TR 73.
73, some stay warm and stay warm. Stay cool. And I can just see you running into Lowe's. I don't think that's going to happen. But anyway, talk to you later. KB4 CPA Mobile.
I am. KO4 NUE.
Out there, Chad, in 0TR Mobile.
Doing all right today?
Oh, yes. We're just going over some speed bumps here, and then headed for home. We went to Harbor Freight and took back one of those wheels that roll up your air hose, you know. Had the other one all done and mounted yesterday, and the pollen ratchet didn't work on it, so it wouldn't latch up. Why have a roll like that if it's not going to latch up, you know? So got to do it again, and then we ran over and got a little thing of wedges over at Lowe's, and now we're headed back towards home. How's your day going?
Well, I came by and visited with Roland for a little bit. I got some property up here in Pickens, and I got to meet him and sit down and talk with him for a little while. And wonderful guy, super nice guy. And headed back to the house. Also dropped my daughter off for college this morning. And that was a little bit more emotional than I was expecting. I don't really know what happened to me. I just really hard to get in the vehicle and leave her there, you know.
I know the feeling precisely, or we do. We had to take ours from Pittsburgh, Kansas, to the University of Michigan, and drop her off and leave her, like it tore our hearts out. But it all works out for the good, Chip.
Is Bernice in the vehicle there with you?
Hey, Chad, yes, I am.
Okay, so I got a question for... I'm going to use Tom's radio to ask Bernice a question. So, I think I already know the answer to this, but Tom... Let's say you've got a $50 bill in your pocket. Tom does. Tom's got a $50 bill in his pocket. And then he comes home and forgets to take that $50 bill out of his pocket. And it goes through the washing machine. Bernice finds the $50 bill in the dryer or the washing machine. Who does the $50 bill belong to now?
Finders keepers. Listen, we've
got to say it out loud.
Finders keepers. Lose weavers.
I figured that's what the answer was going to be. I cannot change my wife's mind from that. Honey, I had $20 in my pocket. Have you seen it? No, I hadn't. Well, the other day, I had a $20 bill that had some writing on it. And I figured I just lost it. So we went out in town for something, and lo and behold, she pulls out that $20 bill that had that special writing on it, and I figured out right then what was going on. So there is no telling over the years how much money I have lost in that dryer or the washing machine that I won't ever get back. So I just wanted to clarify who it does indeed belong to.
Well, Chad, here's one of Tom's tips of the day. Number one, you did lose it. And number two, possession's 9/10 of the law.
The problem with that, Tom, is that, see, we're veterans. You know, we're supposed to kind of sort of stick together, but I can see that's probably not going to happen today, is it?
Chad, I'll tell you this much. When we got married, when I was 19 and Bernice was 18, I think she'd saved up $600 at her job, and she left Kansas from the farm and flew to California, up by Mountain View. And from that day forth, for the last 53 years, we've never had "that's my money" and "this is your money" or separate checking. It's our money, and it's still that way.
It's, you know, I don't want to give you the wrong idea. It's just we've never been that way either. But it's just funny, you know, and I kick her on in the ribs a little bit about it every now and then, and you know, just I just thought I would take the opportunity to give Bernice a laugh, and I knew she would say finders keepers. So at any rate, I'm just gonna let you know we're not that way, but it's all fun.
Well, she was laughing so hard I couldn't hardly get her to say it. I kind of briefed her on that one. She's so quiet, you know how she is. Shoot. No, I didn't think it was that way, but that there's a lot of people that are, and that's their prerogative, I'll tell you. But we just never had. We had to scrape by so much when we was younger that it wouldn't have done much good anyways. But, Chad, when you gonna come by and get that peach pie, or when you want it delivered, we'll bring you one up there. Right now, Bernice is in the process of canning tomatoes and pickles.
Well, Bernice can't get a word in edgewise because Tom's always talking KP4 CPA.
Well, he requested third-party traffic, Dave, sort of. Go ahead, Chet.
I'm through, bud. I'm probably going to be down in the weeds, but I will. Can I contact you, say, in 5 minutes, and let me get through this drive-through?
We're about 2 miles from home at the most, and I might have to transition from the car into the house rather than sit out in the driveway and feed the Arabs on our gasoline. But I don't know. This car ahead of me is must be snail mail or something. Yeah, that's fine, Chad. You're probably broadcasting through the public address system in Wendy's or wherever you're at anyway. shoot. We'll talk to you in a little bit or call me or something. I'll turn the radio on when I get in the house. It'll probably take me 5 or 10 minutes. And, Mr. Dame, I say that with some reservation. This is N0TR.
Hi, Tom, I'm sitting here in the driveway of my mother-in-law's. I'm waiting for her and my wife to get here, doing some more cleaning out. And, yeah, she's moved in. My mother-in-law's moved in with my wife's older sister and her husband, so... And it's a good thing because they've had to call EMS twice already since she moved in.
Sorry to hear that, Dave. That's not a good thing. We've been through the part taking care of my sis and that, and it's rough. It really ties you down a lot. So give him a break now and then and tell him to go out to eat or something. Go over there and fill in. I'm sure you will. Being a minister and whatnot. But sorry to hear about that. Well, we are coming down the big hill, and you know where it's at now, and you're welcome up here anytime, of course. And I'm going to transition into the house. Whoa, wait a minute. I got to go down and unload this big, heavy reel for my airline. And then I'll transition to the house. But I'll sign out just for safety's sake here, Dave. Take care. KP4CBA and Gerald T.R.
I wish I was up there to give you a hand, but I am further away from you now than I would be if I was at my house. All right, well, you take care and make him behave, Bernice, and I'll talk to y'all later. N0TRKB4CBA clear.
Hello, PDZ. How about it, Paul? You copy?
RKO4NUE.